This is Adam Locher reporting at the 95th National FFA Convention. We're joined today by Ryan Hess of the Stephenville FFA chapter in Texas, a finalist for the American Star in Agriscience. Ryan, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your project.
Well, my name is Ryan Hess. I come from Stephenville, Texas, a part of the Stephenville FFA chapter, and I come from a very traditional beef cattle background, raising cattle on my family's ranch in Stephenville, Texas. And so, although I do come from a conventional ranching practice, once I got into high school, I wanted to venture out into the agri-science fair and get involved in how I can provide data and provide results into my community's farmers and ranchers. And so that's when I got started in my first project, which was in the plant systems division. After my freshman year in this contest, I decided to complete another one in the food systems division. I then went into the social science division and ended my final year in animal sciences. And so I was able to really broaden and diversify my agricultural practices and just really find multiple ways to impact the agricultural industry.
So I'm curious, Ryan, what were your research projects in?
So my first project was testing how sugar additives affected cucumber plant growth. My second project tested how storage methods affected the vitamin C content in different vegetables. My third project researched how the public perceived lab-grown meat. And my final project tested how equines' glucose and lactate levels changed based on CBD consumption.
And how did these projects and the results from them apply to your operation?
So I love this question a lot because when I first got started, I was really just doing this for my community, but my third year was probably the most personal project that I was able to complete because I was researching how lab-grown meat would impact the traditional beef production industry. With all of those colleagues that I've met from around the nation, I knew that lab-grown meat was a new technology. However, I didn't really know how this would impact our industry. And so that's the main reason I ran statistics on this project in order to relay that to other producers and to see how we need to adapt to change in our industry.
So, Ryan, what's your supervised agricultural experience in?
My supervised agricultural experience is in agri-science as well as beef production entrepreneurship.
And as far as the beef side, what is your favorite thing to do in that operation?
I would say my favorite part of beef production entrepreneurship is being able to work in an organized fashion with my family and just maintain those values that it's a family-oriented operation. I really think this is a very valuable part of the agricultural industry, is being able to complete these with a family and just be able to make an impact on that industry as a group. And so that's probably my biggest takeaway, is since the age of four, I've been able to work on this with my family, my brother, and my parents and grandparents. And so that's been a very valuable experience throughout my childhood.
So within either your beef production or your research, what have been some of the most difficult challenges that you've faced over the years?
I would say the most difficult challenges with research would be having to learn new practices that you might not be used to. I mean, we're taught from a very young age how to write creatively, but with agri-science research, you have to write in a technical style. And so that's a pretty big change whenever you're a freshman in high school. And so there are many different ways that agri-science broadens your abilities. However, sometimes these can be challenging. So technical writing is definitely one that has been a challenge. However, it has really molded me into who I am today. I'm currently majoring in agricultural communications, and so a lot of that literary writing ability is from agri-science that I developed at a younger age. Another part of agri-science research that was challenging is running statistics on different projects. Statistical analysis is definitely a higher advanced math to be running as a sophomore, and so this was definitely a challenge that took a lot of time spent with professors and understanding how the best way to understand this practice would be and how to apply it to my projects.
Some very complicated issues out there, but I'm sure you'll get to the root of them. Where do you see yourself going in the future?
I am keeping my options open with how I want to continue my career. However, I do know I want to stay involved in the agricultural industry. I plan on double majoring in media strategies and then getting a master's in public relations. And so I'm hoping to work for an agricultural commodity organization in the public relations atmosphere and being able to make a change for a certain part of the industry.
A very well-spoken individual who would do a fine job in a public relations position. Ryan, you've obviously put in a lot of hard work here in this project, but I'm sure you've had some help along the way. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
First and foremost, I would like to thank God for all of the opportunities that I've been able to be a part of. I'm continually blessed and grateful for the opportunities provided by Him. I would also like to thank my parents, Robbie and Cindy Hess, and my brother, Jordan Hess. And then I couldn't do any of this without the help of my advisors. And I've had many throughout the years, but Miss Savannah Bowers, Mr. Michael Rainey, and Mr. Ryan Best were all very influential in helping me get to where I am today.
Ryan Hess of the Stephenville FFA chapter in Texas, a finalist for the American Star in Agriscience. Thanks for joining us tonight. Congratulations and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
This is Adam Locher reporting for National FFA.